You're listening to Second Generation Christian Television. We edify, build, equip the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, for Jesus' soon coming return. Today, this is going to be a three-part series. And it's going to be titled, this first one's going to be titled, There's a Fierce Battle Waging for the souls of men. When you turn on that TV, you hear of wars and rumors of wars. There's crime, there's corruption, there's scandals. Hollywood is putting out everything and anything negative. We hear of pestilences. We hear of earthquakes. We hear of so many things. And you think, what is going on? Well, the thing is, we live in a fallen world. And you think, how did we get here? How did we get here? Well, this goes back to the beginning. In the Garden of Eden, the fall of man. This whole world is in sin. Man is in sin. We've fallen away from God. And then we hear in the news, men are always trying to fix this. They're always coming up with the next best thing. Oh, we're going to make this happen. We're going to do this. If you vote this person into office, we're going to fix this. We're going to fix this. And it seems like the problem gets worse and worse and worse. Well, the thing is, we can't fix ourselves. We can't. It says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 18, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. 1 John 2:16, KJV, it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Man is in sin, and they're living in pride. And you would think, what's wrong with that? You're thinking like there's nothing wrong with that. This is how the enemy wants you to think. And the enemy is Satan, and he's very, very subtle. Think about it. There's gay pride. There's black pride. There's bumper stickers saying, I'm proud of my country. I'm proud of my honor student. They even have a whole month for pride called Pride Month. They also call it Juneteenth. And that's dedicated to the celebration and commemoration of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride. Pride Month began after the Stonewall riots, a series of gay liberation protests. And that was in 1969, according to Wikipedia. And you think, okay, what's wrong with that? You know, you're protesting. The enemy is very subtle. He will also play with your feelings to make you rebel against God. In the Bible, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for that sin of homosexuality. Would they do liberation protests after Sodom and Gomorrah? So don't let the enemy play on your feelings, because it's not about that. It's not about that. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, the powers and rulers, these dark, evil spirit wickedness in high places. The enemy is rebelling against God. How did this all begin? Well, this began with Lucifer, who was the covering cherub over God's throne. And what is the first sin that's documented in the Bible? It was the sin of pride. Isaiah 14, 12 through 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Who do you think is weakening the nations right now? There is a rebellion going on. Verse 13. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. This is what Lucifer said in his heart. But now see how the Lord God responds. In verse 15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell and to the sides of the pit. Pride got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. God found iniquity in his heart. And Lucifer, he had actually rallied the angels in heaven against God too. And one third the angels sided with Lucifer. And Lucifer and the one third angels were kicked out of heaven. They were cast down from heaven. Now Satan's still up to his old ways. Lucifer, now his name is Satan. This is what he's doing in the earth, trying to rally man against God. It's the same thing. He's doing the same thing over again. Well, how is he doing this? How did this begin? It began in the Garden of Eden, in the fall, where the serpent beguiled Eve, which was Adam's first and only wife. Understand, God instituted marriage. The enemy attacks that too. You have to see how the enemy works. If you understand how he works, you will understand what's going on in this world today. Now, let's go back to the beginning. Chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. God had also given Adam dominion over the earth, because it says in Genesis 1:26-27, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over all the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now understand, the angels were watching God create. They saw when God created man. And I'm pretty sure Lucifer saw that too. And God gave man dominion over all the creation of his hands. I'm not going to assume what Lucifer was thinking, but we see that he shows up as a serpent in the garden to come beguile Eve. You know what he was trying to get from her. He was trying to make mankind rebel against God, but also he wanted to usurp that dominion so Satan can have that dominion. Remember, his plans didn't work in heaven. So he's trying it again here on earth. And Satan beguiled Eve. God told Adam, of all the trees in the garden you can eat, but there's one tree that you should not eat of. And that's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said not to eat of that tree. And the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. I'm pretty sure that Adam let his wife know, you know, God said, we shouldn't be eating from that tree. I'm sure she knew it already. Okay? But one day in the garden, the serpent approached Eve. And he actually said, yea, hath God said. So here he causes a question to come into Eve's mind. Yea, hath God said. He caused her to doubt. He caused her to doubt what God had said. And he said, yea, hath God said, that thou shalt not eat of every tree in the garden. But I want to read it exactly how he said it. So we're going to go to Genesis chapter 3. And we're going to start with verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So Eve knew. So Adam let his wife know. Now God said, let's not touch this tree. She knew. But then what did Satan say? And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. This is the first lie. Remember, the Bible says that Satan is the father of lies. God already told them that they will die if they eat of this tree. And Satan, he says, ye shall not surely die. So we know that the enemy is a liar. And let's go forward. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree is to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of your wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin, and clothe them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. Now lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden, to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So this is how we got here. It was the fall of man in the garden. And so we have to understand, the Bible says, and I'm going to look it up right here, Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And that's why God asks us in Proverbs 3:5-6 to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It says in the book of Judges, also 21:25, In those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And that's what we're doing today. We're doing so many things, and we think that we're doing the right thing. Man thinks he could fix this, and we can do this and do that. Our lives have been cut short because of sin. At the end of sin is death. And here man comes with transhumanism and working with this medical and technological advancements, because they want to extend life forever. Well, you don't understand. They don't understand that they're fighting against God. Because God said, the wages of sin is death. Now, they're trying to defy God and say, no, transhumanism, we're going to live forever. God will never allow man to live forever in sin. Understand what I'm saying? Sin is separation from God. Sin leads to crime. It leads to hate. It leads to selfish passions. It leads to slander. It leads to man killing man. It leads to all those enraged feelings. Transhumanism is promising that you can live forever in your sin. When mankind is in depression and agony and sickness, do you want depression for a million or billion years or forever in depression? And understand, it doesn't just stay constant. It gets worse and worse. So to live forever in sin would be forever in misery. You understand what I'm saying? It's living forever in your agony. And to tell the truth, Jesus died on the cross and rose again. And he paid for our sins. And he ain't going to pay for an eternity of nobody's sins. Man's life is cut short. And God said, I'm going to do a quick work in this earth. But the enmity against the serpent's seed and the woman's seed, God was already making a promise of restoration. Because that enmity, Jesus was going to be coming through the bloodline. Coming through Abraham. And so I believe that's another reason why Satan came to the woman, because he was trying to also get into the bloodline, because Eve's first child, Cain, killed Abel. And God said Cain was of the wicked one. So somehow Satan found a way into Eve's uterus and in there, because her first child, God said it didn't, that child didn't even belong to him. He said Cain belonged to the evil one. So Satan was trying to usurp authority and get dominion in the earth. And right now, yeah, this is Satan's system of things, because he got in through sin. But Jesus came to restore all things and to restore us back to God. And there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. So that's why Adam and Eve, they were not allowed to touch the tree of life. You can't touch it in sin. You're not going to live forever in sin. No, God's going to make a short work here, and he's going to do away with sin. And Jesus, who died on the cross and rose again, made a way back to God, that we could be born again and be new creatures in Christ. Jesus paid for our sins on the cross. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Jesus is the only one who could fix us and to renew this earth. We can't do it. Every time man comes up with something, he doesn't know that he's drawing, we're further and further away from God. Every time we try to fix things in our own flesh. No, God said, come to me. I already fixed it through Jesus, through the cross. And God is calling us to him. So, you are listening to Second Generation Christian Television. We edify, build, equip the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, for Jesus' soon coming return. So stay tuned for the next episode, because we're going to walk out God's amazing plan for redemption.